Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Just before we get to football, really quick, just a message to Sidney Crosby with that cute little hat trick and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
But take that L on the way out.
Okay, thank you. Football at 4. Some news to check off the list. The Bills' former quarterback, Nathan Peterman, is scheduled to work out for the Broncos early next week. I don't think that's a joke, but we're going to find out if Peterman is a better option than Garrett Grayson. Do people
even
know that?
Or Colin Kaepernick.
Well, we know he's a better option than Colin Kaepernick.
He is?
Well, he's getting workout.
Oh.
I mean, that's made clear.
Is the Kaepernick thing done? Are we done with that? Is it over? Is he never
Eric Reed said he's still working out and he's good to go. Anytime.
I mean, is he ever playing in the NFL again? Honestly.
I don't know.
What's your answer to that?
I have no idea. I don't care if he plays in the NFL, but I really wish he was given a shot. And when I see the Nathan Petermans of the world getting tryouts, it's a bit ridiculous that Kaepernick's not in that same conversation. But then again, he deposed John Elway, so it ain't happening here. We found out today the Broncos cut inside linebacker A.J. Johnson. Good. They're calling up outside linebacker Jeff Holland from the practice squad. And that's specifically a reaction to Shaquille Barrett, who's an outside linebacker, being injured. He's not on the IR, though. He's just out for a couple weeks. So in order to get a replacement that plays Shaq Barrett's position, you got to let go of somebody. And they smartly let go of A.J. Johnson. So, good. Also, kudos to Von Miller and his teammates. A great press release today. They're developing $200,000 towards a program to improve local law enforcement. And it's Shield 616, I think. It's a Colorado Springs-based nonprofit providing more than 125 advanced protective kits designed for police and firefighters responding to active shooter situations. So it's a great combination of the Broncos, a very functional donation in terms of specifics that it'll be used for, and connecting with law enforcement and making schools safer. So right on. I don't know who couldn't get behind that. Way to go. Am I missing out on any other Broncos news here today? Anything else? I think that's about it, right? Broncos are in pretty good shape. They're pretty healthy, aside from Shaquille Barrett, which is a bummer. Tremaine Brock did not practice, but that's kind of it. Brandon Marshall was limited. And Pecco was limited. Sanders is limited, huh? What's going on with Emmanuel? Do we know? Actually, I could find out, couldn't I? Hold on. BJ, talk to me, BJ.
We've got about six guys here, okay? We've got two guys, DMP, Shaq Barrett with a hip, Tremaine Brock with ribs. We had two guys limited, Brandon Marshall with knee, Emmanuel Sanders with heel, and Domantas Pecco was NIR, guys. So it was a vet day. It's just soreness.
Sanders.
Just soreness, and we're just taking it slow and being smart. That's all.
All right. I'm sure Emmanuel will be fine on Sunday. So there you go. Pretty good shape, huh? And meanwhile, the Bengals, I did not realize, by the way, Al, from Dave Lapham, how banged up the Bengals actually are.
They are banged up. Yikes. But I'm telling you, D-Mac, that team is talented, but
They were talented.
No, I'm talking about on the defensive side of the ball. They're still very talented, and they find ways to lose games.
Well, Carlos Dunlap is hurt. their punt returner is actually pretty good. He's fine. Who else is out? Cordy Glenn, a tackle, didn't participate today. A cornerback, a wide receiver. I don't know. A.J. Green's coming back. I mean, that's good news for them. And, of course, Andy Dalton went on IR. So we all get to see Jeff Driskel run, right?
He actually doesn't run. He throws the football. But he can run. You know, so how do you treat a guy who doesn't run but can run?
You know, I'd have to ask the Bengals, if you've got a guy like Driscoll. Why haven't you been using him like the Saints have been using Hill for the past 2 years? Like the Ravens have been using Lamar Jackson. Like if he really, and it sounds like he's like that, he's talented like that, why not use guys like that? And Hill, by the way, in New Orleans, he's a big dude. And by the way, he's not, would you even consider him your backup quarterback? Not really, right? Because Teddy Bridgewater really is your backup quarterback.
Right, right. If you needed to win a game, then Teddy Bridgewater is going to start the game.
But they just use their athletes, which I find fantastic. We'll get to the...
They use everybody with the Saints, and they have a role for every person on the team.
Why doesn't every team do that?
I don't know. I think coaches are...
seems to make sense, right?
Yeah, coaches, I think, at their core, they know what they know, and they only do the things that they like and that they know. And this is why it's so hard to get, you know, the RPO game to the NFL. I've given you story after story about how I have friends that have coached in this business, and they don't understand the principles behind the RPO. They don't know the gotcha plays. There are gotcha plays in every offense. And if you've been running an offense, like I could think of 15 gotcha plays on special teams from the different guys that I've been around. But trying to find the gotcha plays in the RPO, if you don't know the action and reaction of the defense, that takes a year. That takes 2 years to figure it out. So do you want to do that or the things that you know? And that's the problem with most coaches in the NFL, but not Sean Payton.
We'll have a really interesting hot seat update with coaches in the NFL coming up next. But a reminder that it is the fans' season of hope presented by Aqua Spas. We're looking to provide the men of the Denver Rescue Mission's New Life program with some Christmas spirit and support. The program is a long-term rehabilitation for addicts and chronically homeless men in the Denver area. Those in the program have taken major steps towards becoming contributing members of our community, so we're proud to partner with Aqua Spas to provide them with a present for the holidays and year-long support. It's very simple. One donation of $30 makes you a hero of hope, but we're happy to take donations of any denomination. Just go to 1043thefan.com to provide a gift and support. And thank you for contributing to the Fans' Season of Hope, presented by Aqua Spas.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Oh, I got a cute little tweet during the break. D-Mac, it's all good and nice to make light of the situation regarding Crosby's hat trick, but at least he's a real superstar that came in here and performed. Oh, that's darling.
But take the L on the way out.
Right, so he can take the L in a bunch of hats.
But take that L on the way out.
And a bunch of hats, so.
But take that L on the way out.
I saw the ticket.
Are you really fond of that quote? I mean,
God,
you've been playing that quote
it
for 2 days.
But take that L on the way out.
It's great. It's an all-time Denver quote. It's an all-time Colorado quote. I got to say Colorado because, you know, it's Division I football's up there. You got to include that one, of course.
Oh, that's the best one. It ain't their mules.
It's Division I football.
It's Division I football.
First, thanks to, you know, Pasta J.
Doo-doo.
But take that L on the way out.
Doo-doo.
I feel like we should have... Take that for data as well, but
pound it, launch it, and bring the funk.
See, that dude was full of them. Pound it, launch it, and bring the funk.
That's why he's a great TV commentator.
Is he?
I don't know.
They're not going to rook us.
Whatever happened to that dude? Where is he?
To the, He's the head coach of the Knicks.
Oh, man. How are they doing this year? They doing well?
I don't know.
How's Data doing over there? Porzingis. Porzingis show in New York, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they're not going to rook us.
No. Take that for Data.
You know what?
Take that for Data.
Take that for Data.
And.
But take that L on the way out.
Take both of them. Take your Data and the L. Take it all. Let's see how the Knicks are doing these days. New York Knicks are checking in at a. Golly, where are. Oh, they're 7-16. They're doing great. So
is this how it feels? Is this how it feels to win?
But of course, it's the the Eastern Conference, so they're right there. They're 7-16, and they're 3.5 games out of a playoff spot. Orlando's in the 8th spot at 10-12, whereas your good old Denver Nuggets are 14-7, half game out of first place.
But take that L on the way out.
In the entire Western Conference.
You know, the Avs are only 2 points away from having the most points in the NHL.
Oh, I know that.
But take that L on the way out.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
3 points, actually.
Don't worry about the specifics. Everybody's doing great.
They're still by Nashville. 1 point.
Easy with your Nashville love. How'd that go the other night?
You know, I didn't even say anything when Nashville came to town and won 4-1.
You wanted to. You wanted to.
I didn't, though.
I'm looking
but
at this.
But you wanted to, Big Sexy. That makes it a problem.
The list here. Rating.
Come on, brother. Be
job
with us, man.
Security of every NFL coach. Here's who's on the hot seat. The hot seat coaches. On the hot seat. Mike McCarthy, Al, is on the hot seat.
Oh, without a doubt.
He's toast.
He's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the hottest of the hot seats.
Yeah, he needs to go.
You just paid the quarterback an NFL record.
And by the way, I love it. Just speak up if you'd want any of these guys here in Denver. Mike McCarthy?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You got the greatest quarterback in the game, and you can't win.
Todd Bowles. Looks like it's over for them, him in New York.
He just got a contract extension, but no, thank you.
Yeah. He's on the hot seat. Dirk Cutter there in Tampa Bay. What a nightmare that is.
You had the first pick in the draft, and you chose Ryan Fitzpatrick to play over him. You've made our entire organization uncomfortable. You're out.
So where does Jameis Winston go next year?
That'll come up later in this conversation.
Okay. The warm seat. So they only got like three teams on the.
These are
the hot
guys
seat.
That are.
No, those guys are gone. I guess.
Yeah, those are the losers.
The coach out. Steve Wilks in Arizona. You can't fire him.
What did he do wrong?
Nothing. They fired Mike McCoy. We all know Mike McCoy is the first scapegoat.
Oh, my goodness. Call him a scapegoat or a bad offensive coordinator. Great guy.
They got John Harbaugh on this list. I have no idea. At 6-5 and in a playoff position, why in the world would the Ravens fire John Harbaugh? I have no idea why they would fire John Harbaugh.
If they don't make the playoffs, I mean, he's 171 overall.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Seasons.
You know they're going to make the playoffs.
I don't know if they will, but if they don't, then he may be out.
11. Who would you start, Flacco or Jackson?
I don't
Jackson?
Know. It's a new GM. And
who would you
new
start?
Joe Flacco or, Joe Flacco.
Over Lamar Jackson.
Absolutely.
I'd start.
If Joe Flacco's
I'd
healthy.
Start Lamar.
Okay.
Who else we got here? The
Marvin
Bengals.
Lewis.
Marvin Lewis.
I think Marvin Lewis was out last year. You know,
he's been out like every year for the past decade.
He's been there 16 years. He's probably waiting for them to find the successor and move on.
Jason Garrett. Jerry's not going to fire Jason Garrett. Doug Marrone. Maybe.
Doug Marrone is
they're
out.
They're terrible.
Maybe he was the advocate for Blake Bortles.
I mean, they are blaming their offensive coordinator. Jay Gruden.
That is a good one.
I don't think so. They're 6-5, man.
34-40-1 over five seasons.
Just lost their starting quarterback to a severely broken leg.
Right? Who? Oh, yeah.
Alex Smith is out for the rest of the year.
And then the lukewarm seat.
Oh.
Guys.
VJ was on the hot seat when this list
VJ is on the lukewarm
seat. He's on the lukewarm seat.
With Adam Gase, the two buddies are on the lukewarm seat. And I agree. I would put if it's a 10 is you're fired and 1 is you're Bill Belichick, I put VJ at about a 5 right now. I think he's fine. I mean, things could go sideways. I don't think so. We just had Dave Lapham on. I thought I was being tough on the Bengals. Lapham destroyed him. Lapham made
They're just not ready to play right now.
Oh, by the way, the line has increased to 5.5 on the Broncos. So it went from 3, is it 5.5 or just 5? Let's see. 5.5. So it's gone from the Bengals being a favorite to the Broncos being a 3-point favorite to today the Broncos are now a 5.5-point favorite in Cincinnati.
The team plays hard for them.
I get it. Anything can happen. Anything can happen world, okay. But boy, are the Broncos such a better team than the Bengals.
And the cool seats, of course, those are the winning teams.
Yeah, you don't worry about those guys.
Except for, well, there are two coaches that have really bad losing records that are not involved in the hot seat. John Gruden.
He's fine.
And
Ice cold.
Shanahan.
He's fine, man. He does.
Why?
Smooth 6-year deal there with John.
Why?
Because they have a plan.
D-Mac.
Listen.
D-Mac, he's on the cold.
Let it breathe a little bit, Big Sexy. Oh, it's ice cold there for Kyle.
D-Mac.
He's fine.
How many games has he won in 2 years?
Doesn't matter. They've got a long-term plan.
Did we have a long-term plan?
And they have a quarterback that they're counting on. He's not playing for him, so, you know. Something just looks wrong with Todd Bowles. I can't put my finger on it. The guy looks like he's constipated all the time. There's just a look of concern on his face.
2 years, Kyle Shanahan, 8-19.
Doesn't matter.
2 years, Vance Joseph, 10-17,
that's adding up to not mattering all that much either, by the way.
So it doesn't matter the first 2 years about what you're doing.
No, it probably shouldn't. You probably Coach McCartney, right? Mm-hmm. What was his first 2 years at CU?
Oh, not very good.
No.
Well, why are they talking about Steve Wilks being on the hot seat?
That doesn't make any sense to me. You fired Mike McCoy. You should guarantee your head coach at least one more year.
Should he be taken off that list?
I would, but I don't
you
know.
You hired him. You just hired him. Why would you put him on the hot seat?
I have no idea.
Bill McCartney was 7-25-1 in his first 3 seasons.
There you go. Take some time.
All NFL coaches get a lengthy deal so they can flip it around.
They all do. They all get 5-year deals.
No, I mean, but Kyle Shanahan, John Gruden got a 10-year deal.
Okay, but only Walt Weiss signs a 1-year deal and isn't even aware of it.
What's the right length for that deal?
5 years.
Five?
Five. Got to rewind my tapes. Because your coach, your head coach, is the equivalent of a first-round draft pick. And you got to give it for a
3 years.
5 years.
2.5 years to figure out if he's the guy. You can't give a guy 5 years to figure out if he's a guy.
I think you get, in my opinion, 3 minimum. Unless the guy does something to embarrass the organization, like McDaniels did with the cheating video sort of thing. Which probably all the teams do, by the way, but whatever.
They did, except he kept doing it. They told him to stop and he kept doing it.
If you hire a new coach, 3 years, absolutely minimum, 5-year contract. Because we hear it all the time. You need stability. You need to develop and grow with your quarterback and your coordinators. We hear the same things from other teams all the time.
Why are we looking at Steve Wilks in Arizona? I'm like, man, he just got a rookie quarterback in there. And he's starting. Why is he on that list?
You want to bring up something about Jameis Winston?
I do. I have a solution, dude.
What's the problem?
I'll let you know on the other side.
Okay, we'll get there.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Yeah. All right, Alfred. Yeah. Jameis Winston. The floor is yours.
Here's what I'm thinking, D-Mac.
You got to tell me what the problem is first.
Here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. We need a young quarterback to go many years. I was looking at the numbers and what it took to get Steve Young to the 49ers. Now, Steve Young was a top draft pick in the NFL draft, just like Jameis Winston. It didn't work out there in Tampa Bay. He was traded to the San Francisco 49ers for a second rounder and a fourth rounder. Would you like to trade for Jameis Winston, who is 23 years old? Would you like to trade for Jameis
Winston? How old is he?
23 years old.
Really?
He's one of the youngest drafted quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. He may be 24. Hold on. But would you like to trade 24? Just turned 24, I think. Would you like to trade for Jameis Winston for a second rounder and a fourth rounder?
I would not.
Because?
He's not that guy.
He's not that guy?
No.
Why not?
Well, Hard Knocks gave us a good peek.
What does that mean? He was very respectful. He didn't do anything that was out of the ordinary.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. He seems like a good enough person,
for
sure.
I think their head coach is a tool.
Okay. You asked me my opinion.
Okay.
So my opinion based on what I've seen on the field and what I've seen through Hard Knocks, that's all I have to judge it on, is he's just not that guy. He's a nice guy. He's a sweetheart. He's a loving person to his family. He really has the best interest of the team at heart, I believe. But there's something missing. It's an intangible. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Once again.
But he doesn't have it.
Once again, you would have said the exact same thing about Steve Young playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I would not have said that about Steve Young.
Oh, really?
No, I would not.
Well, why only a second and a fourth for a guy who's going to be a Hall of Famer?
For Steve Young?
That's what they got.
I can't answer that. But I think there's a huge difference. I think it's pretty easy if you just sat down across the table from Steve Young and Jameis Winston to figure out like what the difference is between those two guys.
And you're saying that the intelligence is not there with Jameis Winston?
Compared to Steve Young. You know, don't forget, Steve Young is like a lawyer. You know, Steve Young is uncommonly... Steve Young's uncommonly bright for people in the NFL. Steve Young is uncommonly bright for just people in general. So it's probably not fair to compare Steve Young to, well, frankly, to anybody.
Why didn't it work since he's so smart? Why didn't it work in Tampa Bay?
I don't know.
Don't you think that sometimes
worked all the way in San Francisco to the Hall of Fame?
But it took him a long time before he got that job.
Steve Young is a Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame quarterback. Jameis Winston is not.
Not yet.
Not ever.
You don't believe the games that we've seen Jameis Winston, you know, have in this league are just glimpses of what it's going to be like?
He reminds me a lot, like, you'll look back at his career and it'll remind you of like a Vince Young trajectory. Just a lot of talent.
Young left the NFL as a winning quarterback.
That's right, and I believe Jameis Winston will as well. Yeah.
Just for comparison, the first two seasons that Steve Young was in the league was with Tampa Bay. He was 3-16 as a starter. Completed like 53% of his passes.
Yeah, but he's always smart, though, man. I mean,
What does that have to do with playing football?
Oh, I think you've got to be highly intelligent to really be good at it.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's probably one of the smartest quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, you also have to be very athletic and very talented. It's a combination. It's really hard. It's one of the hardest jobs in pro sports.
If we just want to talk about smart, disagree with me.
Then disagree.
You know, like, you know, Steve Young's Wonderlic score when he was exiting BYU, going into the NFL draft process, was a 33. Jameis Winston's score was a 27. How much difference is that?
That would be 6 points.
I know, but what is the difference of 6 points in when we're talking about elite quarterbacks?
I don't care about the Wonderlic. The Wonderlic means nothing to me.
What does it mean then?
Nothing. The Wonderlic to me means nothing.
Well, how do you measure somebody's intelligence if you're not going to
sit down and have a conversation with them?
So, have you had a conversation with Jameis?
No, I just told you. I saw him. Oh, okay. You tell me.
I've had conversations with Steve Young. As a matter of fact, I wrote the games with Steve Young.
You tell me then.
Well, that's why I made the proposition.
Who strikes you as a smarter person and more capable of handling an NFL situation?
We could talk about guys being
young. Do you really view Jameis Winston on the same level as Steve Young?
Maybe at this age and at this stage in their career.
If you really think Jameis Winston is Steve Young, then do a deal. I don't think he's even close. I'm surprised that you feel like he is.
I can't believe that you every yes. suggestion that you throw out, every time I throw out a great suggestion, you knock it down because you want somebody who you've never seen.
I want somebody I've never seen. What does that mean?
In the NFL, you've never seen the guys that you're thinking about.
Who am I thinking about?
Tua or
I love Tua.
From or any Fromm's of the young talented guy we're talking about.
Yeah.
Drew Lock at Missouri.
Don't know much about him.
Do you want a known quantity in this league? or do you want to go unknown?
I think there's a lot to be known about Jameis Winston.
That's what I'm saying. He's a known commodity.
So you would dump Case Keenum and... or
you have to
do
anything.
You keep them both?
Yeah. I mean, you can... the guy.
By the way, why would you have to trade for Jameis Winston? Are they going to keep him or let him go?
This is a tough... This decision that they have to make this year, D-Mac.
Well, why would you trade for him then?
Because that is a decision that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers need to make this year.
Well, teams aren't going to trade for a guy that they think another club's going to cut.
Why wouldn't they?
If he was a free agent quarterback, would you
free
go
agent,
after?
No, his fifth year. He's in the fifth year coming up.
Yeah,
next
but they
got
to make a decision whether they want to keep him or not
after that year. After that year, so they have to do something this offseason
in terms of what?
In terms of a trade, you can't trade him after he finishes up his fifth year.
Well, you could just cut him.
Why would you do that? You don't have to do anything. You don't have
I
to
don't know. I don't know why we're even talking about it. Is there something out there that says Jameis Winston is? They're going to move on from Jameis Winston?
There is a lot of speculation that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will move on from their head coach and may move on from their first pick in the NFL draft after this year.
So your answer is to...
trade for Jameis Winston. Give them exactly...
So who are our quarterbacks then?
It would be Case Keenum.
Uh-huh. Why would Case Keenum still be here then?
Because he's going to have to restructure his deal, and you go with Jameis Winston. Can you see
why the would Case going, Keenum restructure his one year remaining deal?
Because that's the right thing to do. Because he's not going to be a
right
starter
for
in
who
the
to
NFL.
Do.
He's not going to be a starter in the NFL.
Yeah, but why would he do it? Why would he agree to
because
it?
Because the Broncos offer him an $8 million guarantee, D-Mac. Nobody else is going to give him more than that.
So your quarterback room is Case Keenum out of the goodness of his heart restructures his one remaining year.
Bring in a guy like Jameis Winston, and then Case Keenum sign a long-term deal to be the backup.
But
here.
You've also advocated for drafting a quarterback in this draft.
I know, but if they're talking about letting Jameis Winston go, which is they're talking about today in Tampa.
Okay,
why wouldn't you put us out there?
Because it makes absolutely positively no sense to the future of the Broncos.
Why? He throws a great football. He's had interception issues.
So, Jameis Winston, Case Keenum, you'd take Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
No. No, I would not.
Would you 4 years ago?
Yes.
What has changed?
He's not that good. He doesn't have it. Whatever it
he
is,
plays
he doesn't
for
have
a crappy,
it.
Crappy organization, and sometimes a change of scenery is all a great player needs.
You know, sometimes a change of scenery is all we all need, and the fan season of hope presented by Aqua Spas is going on right now. Change the perspective a little bit. The Denver Rescue Mission's New Life program is doing that. And with Christmas spirit and support, really helping out. Spokesperson Stacy Parker of the Denver Rescue Mission explained to us how important it is to show these men that they also can feel special and needed during the holidays.
It'll just really touch your heart. Guys are asking for just socks or ibuprofen or a new toothbrush, really basic items that you and I might take for granted day in and day out. And for them, a lot of them feel grateful to be able to live at the crossing with us and know that they're working towards a path of change. So it's hard for them to think of, like, what do I really want for Christmas? We really let them know, like, we want you to experience feeling special and opening up a gift that you want, not things that you might need.
With the fan season of hope presented by Aqua Spas, you can give a gift and support to these men, all of whom are working back to a more stable and productive life. We want to lift themselves up to become more productive members of our community. Go to 1043thefan.com to provide a monetary gift of support. One donation of $30 makes you a hero of hope. And thank you for contributing to the fan season of hope presented by Aqua Spa.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Congratulations to the Rockies and Chris Russin. The Rockies have reached a one-year, $1.6 million deal.
You mentioned like that.
What's that? Going from one thing to another?
Amen.
We're talking about the Dwight Howard situation. Amen. Off the air.
I go into great detail.
No, it's more than confusing.
Amen.
You want a fun story to scratch your head at and Google some videos. Go look up the Dwight Howard story. We should probably just leave it there.
Oh, man, you just can't drop that on a brother and just...
I'm telling you.
All right, man.
Chris Russon, though, is reached a one-year deal. The crafty, lefty, skinny guy. Had kind of a meh sort of season, but... $1.6 million, which is great. I'd like to make $1.6 million. What's so funny?
Just the wormhole that you go down sometime, man.
Oh,
just...
man. I got into, I was binging something. Oh, my God. I mean, when you flip on the old Netflix, it's better. You better clear the calendar if you find something good.
I started watching this thing, The Last Kingdom. The Last Kingdom has turned out to be my time eater.
It happens. I got two shows in like back-to-back days that just crushed me. Then I realized one of the shows is on Netflix, but it actually debuted on Epix, which I had never heard of before, and now I'm paying an extra $6 a month to watch Epix.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because it was the first season was on
Netflix,
but not the second season, but there is a second season. And it's on Epix, which whatever that is. But I got it on my TV somehow.
Right. I mean, it's better than going to the movies for you.
Dude, it was ridiculous. Like, I finally stumbled into bed like when my wife was getting up to work. She's like, where have you been? I go, I couldn't sleep. It's good news. I only have 7 more episodes to go.
Oh, man.
Just crushing a smooth, like, 13 episodes.
Uhtred of Uhtred.
Yeah. It's a good show, though.
All right, dude.
Do you want to know what it is? Or do you not
What's
care?
The name?
It's,
Breaking Bad.
Get Shorty.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that's about.
It's good. But they're running out of steam at the second season. Like, it's,
Bless you.
I've already kind of right about halfway through season 2, episode 8, I realized, I don't care anymore. But there's, 10 episodes, so I just gotta, I gotta polish it off. It's what I've been doing with Game of Thrones for all these years. I realize it's not a good show, but I can't help myself.
I can't do it.
I know.
I mean, we're talking about dragons.
Oh, people want to throw in, I like the dragons. If there was more dragons, it'd be great.
I mean, come on, man. What are we, like?
No, the dragons are cool.
Barney's after you? What is going on?
If the name of the show was Khaleesi and her dragons, I would watch every episode.
I mean, come on. We got to be better than that.
Matt, you're on the fan. Hi, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Super.
Just wanted to weigh in on the Jameis Winston thing you guys were talking about. Heard one of y'all say that he's a pretty decent guy and wanted to counter with some of the news stories about him. Wondering if you read any of the news articles about some of the things he's been...
I'm really not familiar. I know people were hitting me up during the break. He's got all sorts of allegations against him. Yeah, I don't know that much about Jameis Winston. Just for one thing, I'm just not that big of a fan of him on the football field. He's way too inconsistent and makes way too many mistakes for my taste. And then if you want to tell me that he's really not a good guy off the field, and he's done all sorts of, mean, dirty, nasty, ugly things, then fine. I mean, pretty I wasn't horrible. High on him on the first place.
Pretty horrible things off the field.
All right, then fine. I'm out. I forget about Jameis Winston. Matt, I'm done. I'm tapping out. Al?
If he was the guy that was going to lead us back to 3 more Super Bowls, how would you feel about him?
Well, you can't. Nobody
I'm asking.
Knows that.
No, I was just asking the guy who just called.
Well,
and said something
I didn't know
about...
you were going to ask him a question, so I moved on to Dustin.
All right, Dustin's next.
Dustin, you're on the fan. Hi, Dustin.
Well, hey guys, how's it going?
Best day of my life.
Hey, actually, the caller before me took what I was going to say about Jameis Winston, so I guess we'll scratch that.
All right.
I'll ask you what he didn't get a chance to answer. How would you feel if this guy led us to 3 Super Bowls?
Have you read any of the stuff that he's done or been accused of doing? I guess, I'm driving, so I haven't had time to do my research. But some of it's pretty serious, and I don't even know, winning Super Bowls sometimes doesn't account for some of the stuff that he's been accused of.
The things that he's been accused of, one of the incidents was... I know one of them happened at Florida State, which was the biggest incident. And he was found not guilty, not charged with anything. The prosecutors said that the district attorney in that region, the Seminole area, said that they are not prosecuting. They don't have evidence of any of the things.
I'm reading the article about Winston, and first of all,
happened in a Uber ride home when he put his hands on somebody's leg, his driver's leg, and that triggered a sexual assault. And that is sexual assault, no matter where you are. You just can't touch people without their permission.
Last offseason, I'm reading from the USA Today article, Tampa Bay picked up Winston's fifth-year option, which would pay him $20.1 million for the 19 season. Wow. Jeez. This offseason, the team can either cut him with the or honor that option. So they do have time to think about it. So they can either retain him on that option or they can let him go.
Right.
I don't think this is going to be a trade situation. Either they're going to want him or they're just going to let him go.
Hey, guys, you remember this?
He's not going to be open for a trade.
Do you guys remember this at all?
What do you mean?
But the ladies, they're supposed to be silent, polite, gentle. But my man's supposed to be strong.
Yeah, keeps going on. Not a great moment for Jameis Winston. Yeah,
what does that mean?
He's
raised from a Southern family where some of those values are what they believe.
Okay.
You put that art. Why'd you do that, Big Sexy? Did you think that was something that was wrong?
It was just another instance where Jameis Winston had the wrong light shown on him.
It's true.
Or in other people's words,
he's just not that guy. He's not that guy.
Just say you don't like him. You just don't like him. You think he has a chance to be the guy?
No.
Quarterbacks that are 4 years and younger, are there any guys that you believe that are going to be the guy besides Deshaun Watson?
Sure. Who? I think Mitch Trubisky could be that guy. I think Jared Goff could be that guy.
Jared Goff is going to be Jared Goff.
Patrick
is that guy.
Mahomes could be that guy.
Jared Goff, that guy.
Carson Wentz could be that guy. There's a lot of guys that are less than 4 years.
Baker Mayfield could be that guy.
Sam Darnold could be that guy. Josh Allen could be that guy. Josh Rosen could be that guy.
But is Carson Wentz that guy?
Yes.
He is?
To me, yeah.
Why? Because he had one good year?
I like him. I like how he plays. Yeah, because he had like an MVP caliber year. What else do I have?
You have the other 2 years that he's played.
Al, if you love Jameis Winston, that's cool,
man. I'm giving you scenarios where guys early on in their career could have extreme ups and extreme downs.
I'm just surprised you want to just dump Case Keenum like that.
I want a guy.
Are you just over Case Keenum? Period.
You know what I want? I'm going to tell you exactly what I want, and
well,
it hasn't changed.
Do that after 5 o'clock, because first, Mark Schlereth is going to give us insight to the Bengals.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
All right, guys, there's a couple things that I think are important, imperative, if you will, to going to Cincinnati and continuing the streak, right? You just beat the Steelers. Before that, you beat the Chargers. Got to keep the streak alive. And there's a couple of different things. One, got a new quarterback, Jeff Driscoll. Now, Jeff Driscoll is a guy that is going to run a lot of the read option stuff, a lot of the read zone stuff, and the play action off of that. So you're going to have to be incredibly disciplined on the edge. And I'm telling you what, when you play a quarterback like this, understand this, guys, and I'm not one of those guys that's talking about trying to go out and injure people or trying to go do whatever. When you play a quarterback that's a threat, every time he shows that read zone and he's a backup, this is not Russell Wilson you're playing. He's a backup. Somebody hit him in the jaw. Somebody get after him on every single play. Even after the ball's handed off, if he's faking it, he's live game. So make sure you take as many shots at Jeff Driscoll as you possibly can. Within the rule book, but you need to hit him as often as possible. On the flip side of the ball, you got to find a way to block Geno Atkins and Dunlap. They are outstanding. Hey, Case Keenum, take your shots. 1 to 2 shots per quarter down the football field. Keep that side of the field open. Continue to run the ball with your guy, Phillip Lindsay. Those are the things that are going to be imperative. And make sure that you figure out who that tight end is. Make sure that you continue to feed that tight end in the middle of the football field as often as possible. You do those things, I'm telling you what, I promise you, you're going to come away with a victory. When you go to the Queen City, get your cleats on the grass!
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.